This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In the midst of our Back to School series, talking to area school superintendents and other education leaders, and today we find Oakland School District in the spotlight. Superintendent Jeff Clark, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Always appreciate coming in and talking to you on the radio.
So talk about the school year in the district. When did you guys begin and how's it gone so far?
We started school last Monday and had kids in all of last week and then took the four-day weekend and got them back going this week. And it's been a great start to the year. Lots and lots of kids, lots of happy faces, and staff's been excited and ready to go. So far, it's been a great start to the year.
Now, you said four-day weekend. That's because?
We're on a four-day week in Oakland. We adopted that 33 years ago, and it's worked out really well for us, and we have a little bit longer school days Monday through Thursday, but families get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday together, and ideally, when it started, it was great because they could do their doctor's appointments and orthodontists and all those things on Fridays, and now, unfortunately, a lot of professionals have copied our model and don't work on Fridays, so it makes it a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I saw that coming when you said that, because that is somewhat of a challenge sometimes. One of the advantages, too, I suppose, is on the sports side, especially you've got some opponents that are a ways away, making travel on Fridays a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot better, and we're able to schedule some stuff on Fridays and Saturdays and not miss as much class time, because it is difficult when kids are out of class and all that extra work for them. So having the four-day week's been a real bonus for us.
I think sometimes I hear about from people I know over in remote areas like Burns who talk about going to any game and it's 8 hours each way, and I just cannot fathom that.
Well, I often laugh about that. I've spent a lot of time in my career on some OSAA committees and different things, and listening to each person talk about travel and what that means to them. And travel to a school in Portland is much different than travel to a school in Eastern Oregon or Southern Oregon, or I mean, even, you know, Southern Oregon where we are at. It's just travel's different depending on where you live.
Yeah, and when I was a high school kid in the Portland metro, travel to the next school for a game was like 10, 15 minutes in traffic.
Yeah, so yes.
Okay, so talk about anything new in the district as you go into the school year.
Well, we're starting a third year of our after-school program funded by a wonderful grant from the Ford Family Foundation. And, you know, being able to start that again in October and do 2 days a week after school in all three buildings is great. And it just gives an extra hour and a half of service to kids doing some study hall work and also doing some creative learning things to help extend that day. So in the third year of that program, and now that we're in our third year, we really feel like we're starting to get a handle on it and refine it and make it great.
So what percentage of kids in the district are part of that?
We probably get about 20, maybe about 25 to 30%. Part of that is we get a really low number from the high school because so many kids in the high school are already doing sports or other activities in clubs, so they don't they can't fit it into their schedule. But we have really good participation, especially in our K-4 elementary building, but also some of our middle schoolers take part as well.
So for Oakland, what's your enrollment currently?
We're right around 665. So about holding tough about where we were at last year. A few students bigger than last year, but just about the same.
Now, you've spent your career in Oakland. What do you like about this size of a district?
I just think there's so many valuable things to having a smaller district like this, three buildings, so a little over 200 kids per building. It just adds, it just allows for such a good rapport between staff and students, and we get to know them beyond just their work in the classroom, and we know their families. And I mean, I've been blessed to have my whole career in Oakland, so many of the students going through, I've had many of their parents, and so know a lot of the family trees, and that just makes a big difference when we're dealing with them, and we just are able to do so many more personable things with that smaller number.
Now, with the three buildings, too, they're all, essentially, you can see all of them.
Yes, having them all at the top of the hill on the same campus together is really, really nice. And being able to, from my office, can walk in 2 minutes and be in any of the three buildings is really nice. It's a very big bonus for us.
What about turnover this year for staff?
We did not have a lot of turnover, probably the least we've had in a while. We had a couple of staff move on, and so we replaced them with some really young and excited teachers that are looking forward to starting out their careers. We were able to hire an Oakland graduate, Wyatt Smith, to come back to Oakland and teach in his home school, and which was really nice. And but not a lot of turnover, so we were excited about that. We've had some years where we've had six or eight teachers and a lot of classified staff, and we just did not have that much turnover this year, which was awesome.
So any turnover on the leadership side?
No, our three principals are back in place in all three buildings and doing excellent work there. And then and our district office stayed the same as well. So our leadership has been very steady lately.
Now, you talked about some of the bright spots of being the size district that you are. What about the challenges, though, of being in a smaller district?
You know, being in rural Oregon makes a big difference, and Douglas County has a lot of challenges countywide. And we face those just as much as everyone else. Trying to manage the support for families outside of the classroom is really difficult. Getting DHS support and other wraparound services for families that are struggling is very difficult in a rural area. And unfortunately, many families in Douglas County are struggling right now with the crazy high prices of foods and gas and those kind of things makes it really difficult. So not being able to have those wraparound services for families to support them makes it so trying to get school as a number one priority for the family is difficult when they're worried about where their next meal is going to come from or how they're going to fix their leaky roof.
Talk about summer learning. What went on in the district?
We do a summer school, a four-week summer school every summer. We did that again this summer. We've really worked hard to try and make some minor adjustments in that to keep the kids that start it. We usually have 70, 80 kids that start, and we finish with 20 or 30. This year, we did a great job of keeping those kids involved, and we finished the year with finished the summer with a little over 60 kids still participating, which was awesome. And so we're able to mix it up, given some outdoor learning time, given some in-classroom time and some remedial stuff, but try and make it fun and enjoyable for them so we can keep the learning going and have a lot less learning loss over the summer.
And do you see that when you get into the fall, do you see the effectiveness of that based on how they're doing?
We definitely see it where we don't have that loss for kids, and we see a lot of our summer school stuff's mostly for our kindergarten through eighth grade kids. Our high school kids is all credit recovery stuff, working towards, if they're a little deficient in their credits, working them towards being back on track for graduation. But we definitely see a lot of that continuity for those kids and families that come in the summer when school starts in September, which is great.
Now, do you see a lot of families stay in Oakland for a long time?
Yes, because we're an interesting kind of unique district that we have a really small town. There's 850, 900 people that live in the town of Oakland, but we have geographically, I think, the second largest district in the county. And so we are very spread out with a lot of family farms and a lot of family-owned pieces of property, so that helps us keep that continuity of families from year to year. So unfortunately, there's not as many jobs in Douglas County to keep families at a good wage, so some families choose to leave, but a lot of them have stayed over the years, and we see generations of kids that go through Oakland, and which also is a nice bonus because they take massive pride in Oakland, and the parents and grandparents remember what it was like when they went through, and so they're much more supportive of the school district.
Now, you talked about the geographic size. Kind of give people an idea of what are the other districts that you where you have boundaries.
Well, we have a boundary with Elkton, we have a boundary with Yoncalla, we have a boundary with North Douglas, we have a boundary with Roseburg, Sutherland, and I think that might be it. I don't think we district with Glide, but we're closer than you would think for as far away as Glide is.
I'm actually surprised you've got one with Roseburg.
Yeah. the Umpqua, basin out there, that used to be, all those Umpqua kids used to go to Umpqua and Sutherland, and then back in the late 80s, I think, Roseburg incorporated a lot of that, so we touch boundaries out there.
All right, back with more in a moment. Superintendent Jeff Clark of the Oakland School District, the interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 on Inside Douglas County, spending a couple weeks talking about schools in the area for the most part, and Superintendent Jeff Clark of the Oakland School District in with us right now. What about online learning? What are you guys offering there?
We don't do a lot of things with online learning. We've kind of taken the stance of we are a brick-and-mortar school, and we want to be as great of a brick-and-mortar school as we can be. And so we do some credit recovery work for our kids, and we do some EOP classes and so forth through with UCC. But we don't do a lot of online learning for that reason. We want to be the best brick-and-mortar school we can be. And in order to do that, we really kind of need to put our focus in being that.
Do you see online learning evolving some more? I mean, going through the pandemic, it kind of shifted, and it's kind of shifted again since then.
Yes, I believe it is a growing organism that is going to come to a head with brick and mortar schools sometime soon, and hopefully they things can settle out and we can find a great way to coexist. And really, the bottom line is offering the best education possible for students, and the social aspect that kids get when they come in. The brick-and-mortar schools is a really important part of life and preparing them for what life after school looks like. But I do believe that there's also some positives that online schools bring. It's just trying to find that happy medium in between that both can coexist together.
Now, Oakland is a historic community as far as the city of Oakland itself. What about your buildings? You've got some older ones. How are they doing?
Well, they are just like many brick-and-mortar schools around Oregon. Our buildings are old and tired and held together with some baling wire and duct tape. But we feel really good about the progress we've been making through campus. This summer, we finished up our fourth seismic project and began work on finished our third and began work on our fourth and fifth. We finished the high school gym and did a full seismic remodel of that, finished phase two of that. We did phase one of our high school building this summer, and we'll finish that phase of that next summer. And then we began planning we received the seismic grant for our elementary school as well, which we're hoping to tear into next summer and start that one as well. So we have two more seismics that we're going to apply for our elementary school cafeteria and then our shop building, both of those. So we're hoping that in another about 4 to 5 years, our entire district has been seismically rehabilitated and is in a good shape there. And then even though the $2.5 million just doesn't stretch very far, we're able to also get some, you know, window dressing things, some new lights, some new ceilings, floors, little things that come with it when they come in and do all the work that they have to do to upgrade it some. So our buildings are old, but we're doing our best to make them as inviting and inhabitable as possible.
Now, we've talked over the last few years, you had a project, and I don't remember which building it was specifically, a former gym that had explain.
So Washington Gym is our Washington School and Washington Gym, which is in downtown Oakland, which was our school in Oakland for the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, was that gym. We were still using that gym that was built in 1932, I think, as a gym for our middle school sports. So we went after the bond 3 years ago and came up just short in November and went right back to the May election and were able to pass it in May of 24. And then we were able to pass it for $4.5 million from our community, and we got the matching grant from the state. So we had $9 million to spend, and unfortunately, in that the cost of things are ridiculous, but we were able to get together and get a great gym built, and we opened it up. We did a ribbon cutting in May, and are housing our middle school sports in there this year. So what a great addition to our school. And again, that was up on campus, so kind of finished off getting everything we do up on the top of the hill, all on one campus.
What about your school board? What projects do you have them working on this year?
Our school board right now, we have a meeting tonight, and we're working through our performance growth targets and making sure that we are doing everything we can to get our kids ready for the Accountability Act and showing great improvement in attendance and our test scores and so forth. And so that's where they're focused at right now, making sure that we have all the tools we need to be able to continue to give the best education possible for our kids.
Now, you mentioned the Accountability Act. Explain what that is.
Accountability Act is something that the legislature passed two years ago in their long session, and they spent the year, OD spent a year with rulemaking and some other things to get things in play. So now schools are being held accountable in eight different areas, to, looking at graduation rate, 4 and 5 year graduation rate, K-12 attendance, K-2 attendance, fifth grade or eighth grade math scores, third grade reading scores, and then we're also doing a freshman on track for graduation, and then they have a local option to choose one of five areas to work on, and we chose our CTE programs at the high school to manage that as well. So in those growth targets, you're mapping yourself out of where you're at today based on past data and where you want to be in 5 years and the things that you have to do to get there in those 5 years.
So it sounds like a lot of work involved.
Yes, it is not an easy lift, and it's been a lot of work at all levels as it's trickled down to us, and now it's the school's turn to pick that up. And while it is difficult and there's lots of frustrations among schools with it, in the end, we need to be held accountable. We need to be doing the best job we can do as educators to produce, to offer the opportunity for kids to have the best education possible so they can to go out and have great lives in the real world and affect the future. And so just being able to do everything we can do to make the best effect on the future is very, very important to us.
Now, I know along with academics, sports is really important to you. How does that look for this year?
Well, sports have got a good start to the year. We have a couple of new coaches in on the volleyball program, and they, a couple of young ladies that both graduated from Oakland as well. We're very excited about them and the work that they're doing with the volleyball program. As I said, hired Oakland graduate to take on our cross country program, and then football has won their first two, or is 1-1 through two games, and Ben Lane, who's been there forever, is doing a great job, and so it's been a good start for us. We're excited about our good strong group of freshmen and sophomores to complement our solid juniors and seniors.
When we get to basketball, how's that looking?
It's an exciting time. We're looking forward. The girls and boys team both made it to Pendleton last year, which was an awesome accomplishment that hadn't happened in quite a while. So we were really excited about that. And both teams bring back a good core of kids. So we're really looking forward to that. We are we actually lost our wrestling coach, unfortunately. Another Oakland graduate, Ian Pat, headed north to move up to Harrisburg. So we're going to miss him, but we're going to hire another wrestling coach and keep wrestling moving in the right direction. So we're really excited about our sports programs. Feel like they've been really strong for a long time and are continuing on that trend.
So are you still coaching?
I am still coaching basketball. I start my 33rd year this year, and looking forward to a good group of seniors, good returning group. We're definitely going to miss the four seniors we lost last year, but are looking forward to the crew we have coming back.
So have you coached then since the beginning?
I got hired to teach in May, and I think I got hired in that set September or October to take over basketball in November. So a lot to take on for my first year as a teacher, but it's been an exciting ride.
And 33 years later, though, there's not a lot of superintendents that I read about that are coaching.
No, I often have good conversations with Jody Sear up at North Douglas, also one of the few superintendents that coaches basketball as well and tries to manage the soup job. And it's a lot on our plates, and it's tough to come to work on a Wednesday morning after getting home at 1:30 in the morning from a Gold Beach road trip. But all worth it in the big scheme of things.
All right. What's the number one thing you're looking forward to in this school year?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm just looking forward to, I mean, I think a lot of times that saying it's really hard to climb up a mountain and get to where you feel like things are going well and things are successful, but it's a much more difficult task to stay up there and to maintain success and to maintain positive programs. So I feel like that's what we're trying to do, to maintain that good momentum that we built over the years and trying to stay in a good position to provide what's best for our kids and our families.
All right, Superintendent Jeff Clark of the Oakland School District, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you in the spring.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.